Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. Tim Stevens is here, too, ladies and gentlemen. Tim is a new friend. He is a guy who spent many years in leading churches, growing churches. He's got that kind of a background, and he's now in the executive search business with a company called Vanderblumen Search Group. He's a team leader there. He's the author of at least a half dozen books, and his new book is the one we're going to talk about today called Fairness is Overrated. That's one of the leadership principles in his book. He's our new friend, Tim Stevens. Welcome to the show.
Good morning. So glad to be with you this morning, Jim.
Good to have you here, Tim. Congratulations on your sixth book. That's a real accomplishment. I'm glad you wrote about leadership because that's something you know a lot about, having led, if you can lead and grow a church congregation, you can herd cats.
and so you know
some things about leadership. And so, but I am intrigued, and I'm sure the audience is too, is when you say that fairness is overrated is a leadership notion. Talk to us about that.
Well, I think probably every parent can identify with that because we often tell our kids, you know,
yep,
life isn't fair.
That's right.
And you have to make decisions and priorities. And I think carrying that over into the workplace is true at all. It's true also in that leaders who make decisions based on fairness, you know, whether it's fairness of schedule or fairness of budget money or whatever, versus making decisions on priorities, mission, vision, kind of the direction you're going, the outcomes that you want to accomplish. I think leaders that do that can get themselves in a bit of trouble. And I think so making those decisions based on those priorities is a better way to go.
Right.
An analogy I like to think about is I've made decisions on who I'm going to spend time with. So, for example, I will spend more time with my wife than I will with other women in the world. That's mm-hmm. maybe not fair. But that's based on a priority. Same with my kids as well. And I think as a leader, like a CEO of a company or a leader of a department has to figure out who are they going to spend time with. They're probably going to spend more time with their leaders,
right,
or less time with others maybe that aren't going to be as helpful to the outcome.
Well, and one of the things that you're talking about is the reason why we have to have a leader, why we have to have an organization with someone at the top, because in most successful organizations, hard decisions have to be made, and those have to be made by leaders who've gotten input from the team. But at some point in time, the democracy has to come to an end, and somebody has to make a decision, don't they?
Yeah, I think that's a lot of true. I think the leaders that we all love to follow are leaders that walk around asking questions. They're leaders that get input. That kind of work with the team, but they're also leaders that lead. They're leaders that are able to kind of take it all in, listen to all the input, consider all the factors, and make a decision.
What are some of the other things? I want to stay on the tough love thing. See, this is something that I've talked about a fair amount to the people around me and to my audience, and that's the concept of tough love. Tough love includes, you know, getting the team to do something that they maybe don't want to do, maybe bringing someone along in their journey of maturity and their journey of leadership. Sometimes tough love is involved. Leaders have to do that too, don't they?
Yeah, you know what? That's true. I think even people who say they love change don't really love change. a lot of people, change is hard. Change is risky. I mean, when you look at the road and there's ruts in the road, the ruts are there because it's like the safest way to path to travel, and people stay in the ruts because it's very comfortable. And so leaders really engage that, and they kind of lean into that, and they help their followers, their team, their company get out of the ruts, and that causes some discomfort. And but good leaders help you do it and help you see the reason for it and help you get to the other side.
One of the things you talk about in your book is be careful what you wish for. And I have learned that in my life, is that whenever I desire an outcome, I've been around long enough to know that I've desired outcomes before, and I've worked really hard to get them, and it turns out I didn't know what I was talking about. I desired something that I should not have desired. Once I had it, it was a big mistake. So, I've tended to pray a little differently for outcomes. But talk to us about that, about what you say when you say that to be careful what you wish for.
Well, you know, I think with any entity that's trying to accomplish an objective, whether it's a church like I helped lead for 20 years, or whether it's a company like I work in now, or a nonprofit organization, or whatever, I think, you know, we're trying to accomplish some objectives, and when we're standing at the starting line, you can't see everything. You can't see the whole path. I mean, you have a fairly good idea of where you're going. I had a friend who leads a huge organization, and he said, you know, Tim, on any given day, I'm only about 80% sure that what I'm saying about the vision is actually where we're actually going to be able to get there. You know, so you're working through a very organic organization with team members and leaders and environmental differences and demographics and things that economics that you can't control. And so you just have to, a leader has to be able to enter into that and to respond as things change. And like I mentioned earlier, kind of listen. I like leaders who kind of take the philosophy of walk in stupid every day. Don't assume you know everything.
Right.
But assume you don't know everything. Assume that you've got experts on your team and experts that you will come across throughout your day that know more and can help you kind of get towards the path of where the organization needs to go.
Well, and also if you think of change as not the destination but a journey, right?
Yeah, definitely.
Because, I mean, if you think it's a destination, you're going to preconceive what's going to happen when that may not be what in reality turns out. You got to think of it more as a journey. Tim, you want to give us a website?
Fairnessisoverrated.com.
All right.
Is the website for the book, and there's lots of information there along with places you can order the book or download it.
When we come back, I'm going to get Tim to talk to us about work-life balance in leadership. He's got a long track record with that, and he'll help us with that after these messages.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.